Our agenda is our proposed land transactions. This is a briefing, public hearing, and a decision. Julie Sandberg, welcome back, our real estate section manager.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and members of the commission.
Okay.
I have two transactions to present to you today. One is an acquisition, and one is a transfer that you saw last time, and we've brought it back for consideration. Before I get started today, I wanted to present to you just a brief overview and remind you of the steps that the agency goes through before we come before you with transactions. When the agency considers the acquisition of habitat for fish and wildlife, we go through a process of evaluating existing species and conservation plans. That's part of our scoping and need process. We've implemented many years ago the 2020 process, so we utilize these plans, and every year we ask our regions to provide input for the 2020 process for priority properties that they would like to acquire. The biggest effort is done in the odd years when we're gearing up to present for the WWRP or RCO contracts. In the fall of 2014, we went through a smaller process, and then we'll be looking at an evaluation of these projects for 2020 for the appropriateness of the grant funding source that we would apply for. This process takes several years to get to the point of actually having a transaction to be able to work on. When the funding comes to us, we're able to dig in and really get started on it with a property review. We pull title on it and really start working on the process. One of the major things that we embark on and a big expense in these transactions is the appraisal process. And that appraisal process is required by statute. We're required to get a market appraisal for any transactions to acquire property. Once we have a number that's been reviewed and approved out of that appraisal, we're required to give the landowner a letter of just compensation so they have in writing exactly what our offer is based on. The appraisal standards are conducted using uniform standards for appraisals for most state grants. That's a basic standard. If we have federal funding, however, we're required to use a little more diligence, a little different methodology, frequently referred to as the Yellow Book process. If there is federal funding, we're required to go back to that federal grant source once the review has been completed and get their approval as well before we're able to go back and conduct negotiations with a landowner. So again, what I'm trying to convey to you is this takes a lot of time. When the agency works on the appraisals, we have a list of about 43 appraisers under contract. We will look at that list and determine a shorter list of folks that have expertise in whatever type of property we're looking at, whether it's forested or shrub step or what it might include. And we'll send out those bid letters. We'll evaluate the responses we get based on time and cost and make a selection and then put it out for the work to be completed. And again, once that is returned to us, it's reviewed by our chief appraiser, and we're able to go out and conduct the negotiations with the landowner. So the first transaction we have today, we've been through that lengthy process. You've seen this transaction previously. This is referred to as the Mountain View or the 4-0 Ranch acquisition. Today I'm presenting to you phase four of the acquisition. Project is located in the southeast corner of the state in Asotin County, just about 12 miles southwest of the town of Annatone along the Grand Ronde River. This project, overall project, is like 11,500 acres when completed. It has an amazing variety of landscapes and four key habitats that it covers. It goes from a riparian corridor to interior grasslands to the high mountain meadows, an amazing variety of species, both riparian and the ungulates. Funding for this phase four is provided both by a WWRP grant as well as a Section 6 grant. In September, we were awarded another $2 million for a 2014 Section 6 grant, so we're able to move ahead with this phase four grant. We have an overall option with the landowner to complete this project in phases, and we are well ahead of where the pace we thought we'd be at. The type of landscape we're talking about includes priority habitats that score very well in the different grant categories. The appraised value for this phase four is $3.653 million. This particular phase includes 1.5 miles of property along the Wenatchee Creek, including drainages and springs that feed it. The water corridors benefit federally threatened Chinook salmon, Snake River steelhead, bull trout, and interior red band trout. The water-associated habitats have long been key to fish and wildlife species in this part of the state. This is a larger representation showing you the different phases as we work from east to west that we have acquired. Phase four that I'm presenting today is in red. Again, it's 2,005 acres. To date, we've closed on over 6,000 acres of the overall project, over 50% of the acreage. With the addition of the 2,005 acres in this phase four, we will have over 70% of the acreage in this project. This project will be added to our Blue Mountain Wildlife Complex, Chief Joseph Wildlife Area. Previous version said it was the Blue Mountain Wildlife Area, but it's Chief Joseph Wildlife Area. We're expanding into its own unit that will be called the 4-0 Ranch unit of this complex. We've estimated that operation and maintenance costs for this phase alone are estimated at $16,000, primarily to address the weed control and litter issues. The PILT, or payment in lieu of taxes, for this phase is estimated at $2,000. The wildlife area budget has been expanded to account for this additional acreage that's being added to the wildlife area. At the beginning of the project and all the discussions that started back in 2008, the region has spent considerable time working with the Assotin County Commissioners and other stakeholders. They've kept them informed along the way, and as recently as June have reaffirmed their commitment to complete this lengthy project. The next transaction that I have to present to you was brought before you in September. It is known as the Fortson Ponds Transfer in Snohomish County, 54 acres that we acquired with an RCO grant in 1999. The property is located just east of the town of Oso on Highway 530. This map shows you in the red, there's actually two parcels that make up the 54 acres that we're proposing to transfer to the Stillaguamish tribe. DFW currently owns the area to the north. Due north is a water access across the river, and up north and to the east is our White Horse hatchery that we are currently operating. The Fortson Ponds property was purchased with fish passage funds. We lost some of that funding over the years, and we're no longer able to keep up with the maintenance of the coho broodstock operation at the ponds themselves. They've become a key public outreach area, with the Darrington Fire Department hosting an annual fishing derby that has been very, very popular. But a key partner in this effort has been the Stillaguamish tribe, and they are an active partner in the species that we're working with at our White Horse hatchery, as well as maintaining the coho operation at Fortson Ponds. At the last commission meeting, there were several questions asked about what assurance we would have if the property were transferred to the tribe, and how could we ensure that public recreational access was endured for a long time. I went back to the Recreation and Conservation Office and spoke with their staff, and they reconfirmed the process that once someone takes over sponsorship of one of these projects, they inherit all the strings that go with it, including a requirement to maintain for the intent of that grant, critical habitat and public recreation. The tribe has discussed this with the RCO and agreed to add a special condition to the grant contract, if you will, to really emphasize the public recreation. In addition, there have been discussions with our region director, Bob Everett, and the tribe. And at this point, I would like to ask the tribal chair, Sean Yannity, to join me and make some comments.
It's very nice to see you. Welcome.
Thank you. Good seeing you, too. Madam Chair, commissioners, directors, Thank you for this opportunity for Stillaguamish to be here to discuss this topic. And as you see, we've been a long partner with the department in many avenues, White Horse Hatchery and our salmon recovery efforts on the Stillaguamish. It was great to have Bob come up to our office and meet with us and talk on this very subject. And taking it back to our council, our Hunting and Fishing Committee, and just like any other program that we do, whether it's salmon recovery funding or a conservation easement, our tribe does do a limited waiver sovereign immunity to assure that. And so we want to make sure that that guarantee, us taking this project on, that nothing's changing. We have several lands of ours that we purchase with our own dollars that's open to state fishermen. They're allowed to access and get to the Stillaguamish River, Pilchuck Creek, and get to some fishing grounds that otherwise they wouldn't be able to reach. And we know that the fishing derby is very important to Darrington, so that effort there, we hope that they continue with that as well. One of the things that we would like to do is, of course, post signage for folks that as they enter that land to keep stewardship in mind and be respectful and clean up after themselves as they enter and leave the property. I was also working very closely with DFW Enforcement, State Patrol, and Snohomish County Sheriff's Department on enforcement issues out there if needed. So we're looking forward to this opportunity and continuing our relationship with the department. And the coho project is very important that we keep going there. We just got notification that our first coho was trapped yesterday. And so the efforts are ongoing.
Great. It's very, it's one of those partnerships that I'm just very inspired and encouraged about. And it's, you've certainly done what you need, what the tribe needs to do to reassure us from my perspective. Commissioner Smith.
Thank you. Yeah, I compliment you as well, and thank you for following up on the questions that we did raise. And as your neighbor to the north in Bellingham, I would welcome the opportunity to come down at any time when as this gets, you know, as it unfolds to be part of a celebration or anything like that. So I just
sure. Some of the things that we also talked about with the property is it's adjacent to another land that we own, kind of the northwest corner where you see the S11, that property above it, there's a forested piece. That's a piece that we own. And so it's adjacent to a piece that we bought for restoration. So it kind of fits right into what we're doing there. And so we're looking forward to that. Not to get off subject, if I may, I'd like to also address an elk issue. Or not issue, an elk topic, some questions that were brought up. Some of the elk fencing, our tribe has provided elk fencing for three properties. We've got two other large landowners that are interested in the same fencing. And our staff, Tulalip, Upper Skagit, and Swinomish and Lummi have really worked really hard fostering those relationships with the agricultural folks up there. And a lot of those fencing dollars come out of our pocket. We've also put about $40,000 into the new wave elk collars, and we're looking at purchasing more. So there's a lot of our own hard dollars that are going into this elk project. So I just wanted to give a quick thing on that and apologize. Phil, I probably won't get a chance to come before the commission before December, but I want to thank you wholeheartedly for every effort that you have done working for the department and acting director and then moving into director. I want to commend you on your efforts that you've done. It's a very difficult job. The work that you've done with the tribes as well as the constituents for the state of Washington, you put your heart into it, and we thank you for that. We want to give you some acknowledgement. We're going to miss you. So I just wanted to say that before the commission. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
At this time, the department recommends approval of the 4O Ranch acquisition and the Forts and Ponds transfer. If you have any questions, I would be glad to respond to them.
Questions, commissioners? Commissioner Holtzmiller.
Everybody's looking at you. At a Wildlife Committee meeting, I expressed some concerns to Clay. There again, the 4-0 deal is a done deal, and it is an unbelievably unique chunk of ground because it runs from the Forest Service, all the frontage that you got along the river. I see you're picking up some ground along Wenatchee Creek. I mean, that's you're going to end up with all the private ground along Wenatchee Creek. Excuse me. The one concern that I do have, as now it is a working ranch, and the elk are on there, the deer are on there, it's an amazing chunk of ground. The concern I have is when Mike Odom decides he's no longer going to carry on the lease that he has on the ground, is what is going to happen. If it's going to be able to stay a working ranch, or I hate to see that go away. I know it's a really big chunk of ground. It would be tough to find one producer. Geographically, you can split it off with Wenatchee Creek, so you could bring in a couple producers and stuff. And I beat this drum to death, guys, but the department buying ground in these small rural areas is having a profound effect upon our economy. The PILT payments, another story, but still, they're not up to par from what a working ranch pays, and we're just getting this accumulative effect because the department does own 10% of our county, and they're wanting to buy more, and some place we just have to holler woe. What's in the past is done, but I still say the grounds going forward, and especially with the 4-0 where it's a working ranch, we want to see that carry on. The east side forests are badly overstocked, so we need to keep some logging in there because there again, we've seen with all the fires that we get, if there isn't some active management going on, then when we get a fire, it's Katie bar the door. So that is my only concern, is if we can keep it in the condition it is and keep it working to where... Yeah, enough said. Thank you.
Director Anderson.
Thanks. And I appreciate Commissioner Holzmiller's concerns. And frankly, that's exactly why we formed our Soton County Lands Committee. Not only to look at and consider any future acquisitions that we might make, but as, and maybe even more important, is to look at how we are managing the lands that we already have in ownership and to engage that group in discussing how we can put those lands to work appropriately while still meeting our mission and our mandate. And at the same time, if there are opportunities to provide economic benefits to the community and additional benefits to wildlife, that we do that. And I view this in the same way in terms of the Lands Committee and providing input to the department and what happens after Odom leaves is all part of that. So we're committed to that. We're committed to work with the community. And I think we've had an opportunity to have some good discussion about our goals, our mission, and we've also had a good opportunity here from the local community members and their concerns, and that's what we're trying to do is make sure that we look at those values on both sides and reach a point where there's a level of acceptance and consensus around what we do. So that's to me, that's right in the circle of issues that is within the purview and discussion of that group.
And Phil, I was not trying to imply. I understand your commitment, and I commend you for that. And it was just to share with the other commission members my concerns, and it isn't just unique to Soton County by any shape, matter, or form. It is basically an east side problem. And that was it. Just to address the commission. And no, I do commend you for what you have done.
Okay. Any other comments, questions?
I would just like to add, I don't know if there's a question in your comments, but I would like to mention that we work very closely with our grant partners and the funding source to understand the intent of the monies that they give us and how we're supposed to utilize them. And particularly with RCO, their grazing policies have changed in the last year. To our benefit, I would think they haven't been as restrictive in terms of how long grazing can be accomplished. They're very clear that when we make a grant application, we call out the use on that landscape. If there's existing timber management or grazing or agricultural practices, they want to know up front. They score them, they give us the funding, and we're expected to manage that property. You'll hear from Clay Sprague in terms of the grazing practices as the agency moves forward. But again, we're also restricted by the funding source and work very closely with them, whether it's federal or state.
Commissioner Holzmauer?
Well, thank you, Julie. And there again, that was been something that's brought up. Depends on the color of money that's used to buy it. And it's one of those things I think that should be kept in the back of our minds when we are purchasing this ground, because a couple meetings back, the 20% utilization, it depends on who it gets calling, what's the utilization. And no, I know that we're not going to keep it as a ranch. I understand that. But anecdotally, the deer follow behind the cows, you know, and you can get scientists on either side of the argument will give them, will have a good cause. But I don't know, I'm living it, and I know my neighbors are very, very concerned, and that's why I'm here and expressing these concerns. So thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. Any other questions, comments for Julie? You are doing a spectacular job, Julie. You stepped into big shoes, Bud.
Very big.
Dan Bud's big shoes, but I think you're doing a marvelous job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, do we have any public input? No public input. The hearing is closed on this item, so ready for a decision. Commissioner Smith?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to approve the proposed land transactions as presented.
Do I hear a second?
I'd second the motion.
Commissioner Kehoe has seconded the motion to approve the land transactions as presented. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. Motion carries.